I'm sorry that I missed your call, but you don't have to worry. Just leave your name and number and a message at the tone, and I'll be back with you in a hurry.
Cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
You think a tracer can stop me?
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is Roy, and you're listening to the Snowplow Show for June 19th, 2015. I hope you guys are enjoying those really old answering machine messages that I keep playing before the shows. Those were posted on the PLA Facebook group by Matt fucking Hillock. He posted a link to a webpage that had some kind of old Radio Shack answering machine tape that you could buy back in the 80s, which had really awful music that you could put on your answering machine, because wacky answering machine messages were all the rage in the 80s. I actually bought one of those tapes myself in the 80s. Today's show is sponsored by Jeremy Albright. He's one of our newer sponsors, so thank you very much, Jeremy, for supporting us on Patreon.com. If any of you would like to support the show on Patreon.com, you can go to patreon.com/phonelosers or go to phonelosers.com/cactus, and there's all kinds of information about how to contribute. That would be much appreciated, and will hopefully make more shows happen and more things happen and all that. Today I'm going to work on some prank requests that have been sitting in my email for a little while, so I guess we'll get started on those then. I have a prank request here. It's a list of numbers from this guy, Juan, who used to work at the hobo store. You guys remember him, right? He kept giving me hobo numbers, and then for some reason he was fired from his job. I'm not sure why. I don't remember if he told me. Hopefully it wasn't my fault. But he says, "Hey Brad, I stopped in at a Pick and Save grocery store and saw a list of numbers and names from people that applied for a job, and I took a quick picture." He says he's sorry if the list is too blurry. And holy crap, is this list blurry. I couldn't even read it in my email box. I had to, I tried printing it out and that made it worse. So I've opened it up in PaintShop Pro, and I can sort of make out some of it. Like, the first three people on the list, I can't read those at all, so I'm not even going to try. And then the first one I can see, I can't read the name. I think I can read the number, but the name, it looks like the name says just initials PK, and then the last name starts with a B. I don't know. This list is horrible. You've taken the worst picture ever, Juan. Damn it.
Please leave your message for 414.
Of course. That person's not answering, so we'll go on to the next one, who I can't read her first name, but her last name looks like Harriet or Harriel or... I don't know. She wants to be a cashier.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Harriel?
Yes, it is.
Hello. This is Dave from the Pick and Save. You filled out an application here? You wanted to be a cashier?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Remember?
Yes.
Okay. We're all out of cashier positions, but we do have coal slave available.
Is that for full-time or part-time?
It'd be either one, actually. You know, we have like a basement here at the Pick and Save, and there's all these coal furnaces, and we need you to shovel coal into them.
Mm-hmm.
You'd just be shoveling coal all day. It's a very dirty job. You'll get very messy. Your face and your entire body will just be covered in black coal.
Uh-huh.
But it pays the same, at least. So that's good, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So you want to be a coal slave?
I can, you know, can check it out and see how it goes.
Okay, all right. And are you very strong? You have to be really strong because, you know, it's a lot of coal. You have to have lots of stamina to keep shoveling coal for 8 hours at a time.
Yeah.
Are you really muscular?
I imagine. No.
Oh, you might want to... Well, I mean, you will be after you work here for a few weeks. Basically, you're getting paid to work out. Like, you can cancel your gym membership.
Yeah.
Yup.
So, like, how many pounds do you say I will have to lift?
Oh.
You know, I am a female, so...
Oh, don't be a sexist, okay? Don't let society tell you that you can't do something just because you're a weak girl. But yeah, those shovels, you'll be shoveling like 50 pounds of coal at a time. They're really big shovels.
And it can be a full-time position?
Yeah, we can even work like overtime, like 80 hours a week or something, shoveling coal.
Wow.
Yeah, or 160, whatever you want to do.
That would be great. It sounds like good pay.
Yeah, you could just work here constantly without sleep.
So would I have to come in for an interview, or?
Yeah, we need you to come in for an interview. And just full disclaimer and everything, it's a very dangerous job. You could die. It happens occasionally, like... I don't know. We lose maybe three or four employees per year to death. Just various accidents. They fall in the furnaces, or they just have heart attacks because it's such hard, grueling work. You know. So you might die.
Wow.
Yeah, you could die, but it's a really good pay because you get to do overtime.
I don't know what to say.
It's worth it, though, right? You get so much money. As long as you don't die.
Yeah, but if I die,
yeah.
It's going to do me no good.
Yeah, we don't have many people last here very long. They either quit because it's so horrible, it's such a horrible job, or they die. Or some of them, they get like this, stomach lung cancer from breathing in all the coal. Because we don't provide breathing masks or anything.
So you don't provide masks?
Yeah, because it makes your face all sweaty. Nobody wants that.
Well, nobody wants to die either or get cancer.
Yeah, well, they don't always die from the cancer. Sometimes they come out of that okay, and then they come back to work. After a few years of chemotherapy, you know, they come right back and start shoveling again, shoveling the coal to make the store go.
Oh.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to be a few days to think about it.
Okay. All right. Well,
thank you.
Okay. Well, yeah, give us a call back or come in and we can schedule an interview, because we're running out of coal slaves because of everyone dying and getting sick. Sometimes they don't get cancer. Sometimes they just get sick, but they never get well again.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Sure, thanks. Hey, enjoy that TV show you're watching. What are you watching right now?
Excuse me?
What are you watching? What's the TV on in the background?
The news.
The news? What's going on in the news? Are they talking about all that dumb South Carolina stuff again?
Yeah, they're talking about a lot of stuff.
Ah, they just won't shut up about that, will they? Okay, I was going to see if you were watching Jerry Springer or something. Get some updates, because we don't have TV here.
Yeah, I don't even watch the show.
All right. Have a nice day.
You too, thank you.
Bye. Is Jerry Springer even on anymore? I don't know anything about daytime TV. If it's not on Netflix, I don't know. Well, there, I think I crushed her dreams of getting a job at the Pick and Save. The next number on the list is actually Juan, the guy that submitted this, and I can read his phone number. He wants to be a cashier, but I guess I won't call him, because I'm thinking he'll know that it's a prank. I'm kind of wondering how he took this picture if he's in the middle of the list. Because this is a long list of people, and he's right in the middle of it. So did he come back a day or two later and snap a picture? This is very confusing. After Juan, we have Bobby, whose number I think I can make out.
Hello.
Hi, is Bobby there?
No.
What?
No, I'm not around him.
You're not around? What? Is Bobby there?
I'm not around him.
Okay, well, where is he, goddammit?
Who is this?
Well, this is the manager over at Pick and Save. He applied for a job.
Okay, but why is he talking like that?
Oh, because you're being stupid. Do you have his cell number, maybe?
How you... You being stupid. Don't call my goddamn phone no more, you disrespectful ass bitch.
Oh, don't
curse
at me.
Because you ain't
even
no damn manager and no goddamn Pick and Save. Don't call my phone talking shit.
If you
bum ass.
Hey, I'm... Wow, Bobby is not getting a job at my store.
Pick and Save, how may I help you?
Oh, yeah, okay, smart ass. Do you know when Bobby will be back? You stupid hoe.
No, I don't.
Should I try back in the evening? You dumb hoe.
Nah, don't call my phone no more because you two goddamn slick mouthed for once. Bye.
Well, he wants a job. Okay, all right, whatever. She wins. I'm pretty sure the blurriness of this photo that Juan took is making my eyes worse. Like, I'm going to have to upgrade my glasses prescription because of him. It's really messing with me, trying to read these numbers. This next one, I think I can see the number. Oh, no, I don't know. Is that a 2 or a 7? I guess I'll try both and see what happens. This is, I think, Sabina? Maybe? Babina?
Hi, you've reached the voicemail of John Quinette, executive.
Nope, that wasn't it. Let me try the other phone number that I think this could be.
Hello, this is Georgia Jackson.
That's not right either. Ah, I blame Juan for everything. Let me try and adjust the color balance or something. Maybe that'll help. Brightness and contrast. Whoa, that actually helped a lot. I just lowered the brightness. Like, the picture was really bright, but it's also really blurry. I still can't read Sabina's number. This next one is Joseph. He has horrible handwriting, and he's very indecisive. He can't even... He says he'll take anything. Most people put down what they want to be, you know, cashier or grocery or whatever. He's just like, anything. Anything that's part-time. Lazy bastard.
Hello?
Hello, Joseph?
Yes?
Hey, it's Roy from the Pick and Save. You put your name on a list to have a job here?
Yeah.
And would you be interested in coming in for an interview?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I went in an interview. I already had an interview. Are you another one?
Yeah, second interview.
Oh, okay.
Here's the thing. I'm trying to trick you into coming into the store again because after your last interview, we saw that you went out and you shoplifted.
What?
We saw you. We have security cameras here. And you. We saw that you shoplifted as you left your interview.
I didn't shoplift.
Oh, yes, you did. We have it on camera and the camera doesn't lie.
What?
You can't just be coming over to our store and shoplifting and expect to get a job. So we may give you the job if you bring back the things that you stole. You stole 3 bottles of wine.
What? I swear I did not.
Oh, yes, you did. We have it on camera. You went straight from the interview area, and then you went over to the wine and... Like, looked around suspiciously, and then you stole bottles of wine.
I was looking for my dad, because he was shopping in there, too.
He was shoplifting, too?
No, he was shopping there, too.
Oh. Hello?
Who is this?
Oh, don't worry about it. It's between me and Joseph, you dumb hoe. Who's that lady?
I'm wondering who's calling my son.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Why shouldn't I worry about it?
Who do you think you are? Quit being so nosy. Get off the extension, Mom.
Mom is the one who pays for the phone. So who is this?
Well, that doesn't matter to me. You know, this is Roy from the Pick and Save. He wanted to get a job here. And since you're being so snippy. Hey, shut up. Shut up. Since you're being so snippy with me, I just won't hire him.
You're considering hiring him?
Yeah, but you know, maybe I won't. Maybe your son will just be a deadbeat forever since you're being all nosy and getting on the extension.
What? Of course I'm upset someone's accusing him of stealing, because that's pretty outrageous.
Oh, but don't be one of those mothers that thinks your son never does anything wrong.
Okay. Well, did you want to speak to him about a job?
Yeah, put him on, dummy.
Sure, okay.
Stupid.
Wait.
So I just want to talk to you about a job?
Wait. Yeah, I didn't steal anything.
Yeah, you should punch your mom in the nuts for interrupting your call like that. I mean, be a man. Come on. Punch her in the nuts.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. I didn't steal anything.
Except for the three bottles of wine?
Three bottles? I did not.
Are you even 21?
No, I did not.
Is that why you...
Take any wine.
Is that why
it
you stole them?
Someone else.
Is that why you stole them? Because you're not 21 yet and you just wanted to drink wine?
It's someone else.
Hey, could I talk to your mom? I'm going to have her search your room for the wine bottles.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, do you think you could search Joseph's room for wine bottles? Because he stole bottles of wine. And maybe to check the garbage cans?
Oh, okay, can I ask you when he stole this wine?
No, you cannot. Just go do it, woman.
Who is this?
I just work in the grocery department. I'm just messing with him.
Huh?
I'm just messing with them because I didn't want them to get the job because they're trying to replace me.
They're trying to replace you?
Yeah, they're trying to get someone else to come in here and work so they can replace me. They're going to cut all my hours, so I don't want anyone else to have a job.
So you're just looking through their applicants and calling random people and accusing them of stealing?
Yeah, I snuck into the manager's office and I stole the files and, you know, I don't know. He did really well in his interview, they say, though, in this file here. It says here on page 3, very nice, clean-cut young man that doesn't shoplift wine. But you should tell him to just get a job somewhere else because I don't want them to cut my hours.
Roy.
What?
If he's going to be working with you...
I'll make his life a living hell.
He's going to make your life good.
Because I have seniority and I can tell him what to do.
Roy.
What?
Joseph needs a job.
I know, but I do too, and they're going to cut my hours because they say...
Now, why would they do that? That doesn't even make sense.
The manager says he's tired of my attitude.
How old are you?
I'm 35. So I'm older, so I should get the job. I should get to keep my job. Instead of these snot-nosed little punks coming in and taking them.
He only needs a couple hours a week, Roy.
A couple? Come on, just give him $10 or something if he just needs a couple.
Well, I don't have any money, so...
Make him mow lawn. Tell him to mow lawns.
Roy,
give him.
What's your title? Are you a clerk? Are you a cart clerk? Or
I'm a grocery stocker guy.
Grocery stocker guy.
Yeah, that's my official job title. You should give him an allowance.
I don't have money to give allowance.
Well, maybe
the
you
boy
should,
needs a job.
Maybe you should get a second job. You could come here and
why don't you get another job?
I tried to be a cashier, but I kept messing up on my register, and it would always come up short. But between me and you, I was actually kind of taking money out. But if you came here and you applied to be a cashier, that wouldn't affect my hours, because they won't let me be a cashier anymore.
He said he would do cashiering.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, tell him not to be a cart person or a grocery person.
Okay. But, he would do cashiering.
Okay. If he does cashiering, I won't make his life a living hell while he's here.
All right. I will call them and tell them that Joseph will do cashiering.
Okay. All right. Tell him he's basically hired then.
He's basically hired.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, judging from these files I stole from the office. I guess I should put the files back, because if I don't, they won't have his information anymore. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, I should just throw these in the trash.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
Did this phone call come from Pick and Save, Joe?
Roy,
put him back in the office.
We'll see. No promises.
And he won't take your hours.
You better not.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'll go around making messes for him to clean up and without anyone seeing me.
All right, Roy.
In his department. I'll come around and knock...
Well, you just keep your nose to the grindstone there.
I'll knock jars of pickles off the shelves.
Maybe you should get 2-3 jobs.
I don't have time because I play a lot of Xbox.
Mm-hmm. All right,
so
Roy.
So that would cut into that.
Okay. Well,
all
take
right.
care. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, it was very nice talking to you. Goodbye, ma'am.
You too. Okay, bye.
Well, that one was fun. I was starting to feel bad because that poor kid. He's like, I didn't shoplift. The mom was awesome, though, even though she's kind of nosy and picks up extension phones on her son while he's trying to have a phone conversation. Here's one that doesn't have an area code, which could be a problem, but I'll give it a guess on the area code.
The subscriber's request, this phone does not accept incoming calls. Message.
Hell. Why have a phone that doesn't take incoming calls? Yeah, that's it. I can't figure out these other numbers for sure. I don't want to sit here and just keep guessing at numbers, because they're so damn blurry. Damn it, Juan, get a new cell phone. And thanks for the submission, Juan. It was a good submission. It was a good try, but damn your cell phone. And I'm going to be sending you a bill soon when I go to the eye doctor, because now I'm having trouble seeing things besides this list, but I think the list started it. So you'll be hearing from me again soon, Juan. Here's a prank request from Joe the Plumber. He says, this one is probably time-sensitive. Oops, because, you know, he sent this, I think, 2 or 3 weeks ago. This guy lost a drone, and he posted flyers around asking for it to be returned. Attached is a picture of the flyer, and the flyer is, like, lost, and there's a picture of the drone. And I'm talking about a quadcopter drone, by the way. It says, my Phantom 2... Vision Plus version 3.0 flew away from Sherman Oaks. Please, if you find the drone, contact me, and it has his phone number, but no name. And Joe the Plumber is saying, I was thinking you could call him up and pretend to be from Amazon and say they've located what they believe to be his drone, but it's been reprogrammed to be a part of the package delivery fleet, and offer him a free year of Amazon Prime for compensation. I know he won't believe it, but it might be good for a laugh.
Hello?
Hello, I'm calling about the drone that you lost.
Yeah?
The Phantom 2?
Yeah, Phantom 2 Vision Plus.
Okay, yeah, I'm calling from Amazon.com. And,
oh, yeah?
Yeah, one of our field agents, they found your drone, but I just needed to let you know we're going to be keeping it, because we're starting up drone delivery soon, and we're going to use it as part of our fleet.
Oh, so you are keeping my drone?
Yeah, we're going to keep it and use it to deliver packages to customers.
Okay, I'm pretty sure you are joking, or...
Oh, no, I wouldn't joke about this. No, you may have heard in the news, they're actually approving drone usage for Amazon. We should be up and running by next year, I think.
Oh, yeah, you can't deliver something with Phantom.
Nope.
Just read the specification before just joking. You're so stupid, man.
No, we're going to soup it up. We're going to add better battery to it and everything. It's going to be perfect.
Okay,
do
whatever you want. And
it's gonna
honestly,
be,
I don't care.
We'll use it for smaller packages. We know it's not going to carry bricks or anything, but we know what we're doing. We're not stupid.
Okay, man. I honestly do what you want.
All right.
I don't care.
Well, I just wanted to thank you for helping get the fleet started. You're a part of history, basically. You know,
I didn't help it. It's just you steal it. Man, wake up.
What do you mean, wake up? I am awake. I can't tell if he believed me or not. Let me call him right back.
Hello?
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, like, after we decide to upgrade our drones to better models, we might give you your drone back, but that might not be for another year or two.
Okay, you are actually not joking?
Oh, no, I'm not joking at all. No, we're just going to use it for a year or two. We're just trying to get everything started because we want to offer deliveries as soon as possible.
How did you get my number?
As soon as the FAA gets their shit together, we're going to start. Because we saw it on a poster, and they said we should call. It's like we're required to by law or something, I think.
Can I have your name?
Sure, my name is Roy.
Roy, and you work in Amazon?
Yes. Yeah, I'm in the Phoenix shipping office.
But honestly, don't worry about it. I bought a new one.
Oh, we can just keep it? Okay.
Yeah, just keep it because I don't really care.
Okay.
Yeah, I got new drones. And
is it a better one? Yeah. What'd you get?
Yeah, it's Inspire One, if you ever heard about it.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that one. Maybe it'll fly away and we can use that one too.
No, because I tried to fly my drone in my friend's house and I forgot to turn on the GPS. So
that was really dumb.
With the wind, and I highly doubt if my drone is, because it must crack like somewhere and it's impossible to find it because it's in the mountain.
Oh no, we found it.
Where did you find it?
Oh well, it wasn't me personally. It was just another employee. They found it and they're like, "Oh, we can add this to our fleet for the delivery stuff we're going to start next year."
Okay, good luck, man.
Yep. And I mean, if you happen to order something from Amazon and your drone comes and brings you the package, your old drone, it's just, remember, it's not your old drone. It's not yours anymore. So you can't just take it.
Okay, man, I don't care because I have a new one.
Okay, well, you don't have to have an attitude with me. It's not my fault you were dumb and lost your drone because you forgot to turn on the GPS.
Yeah, okay, man.
That was so dumb of you.
Okay, I don't care.
Okay, well, don't sound depressed.
I'm not depressed. I got a new one.
Quit saying you don't care when it really sounds like you do.
What?
You heard me.
If you want.
What?
I'm not depressed. Don't worry about it.
Okay, I won't worry about it.
Well,
thank you for helping launch a historic event.
Okay.
All right.
You're welcome.
Bye, honey. I think they might know it's a prank now. Thanks for that one, Joe the Plumber. By the way, Amazon drones are coming sooner than expected. Apparently, there was just a news story this week, or maybe it was last week, about how the FAA plans to have the regulations and all that stuff set up within the year. And Amazon is saying as soon as those are set up, they're going to start delivering. So that is coming much sooner than expected, apparently. That's going to be kind of awesome. You know, you order something from Amazon, and an hour later, it shows up at your house with a drone. That's going to be amazing. And just think of the prank calls that's going to create. I remember me and Jag TV and was it Dwight or was it Baz? I can't remember. But we did a bunch of Amazon drone pranks one night to a neighborhood. We kept saying that our drones crashed on their houses or their yards or whatever, or they were inside their house. And I'm searching through the PLA media pack right now, and I can't seem to find those pranks. Maybe I didn't save those. Damn it, I was going to play one right now. But when Amazon drone delivery happens, besides being fucking awesome, that's just going to create a whole new line of prank calls that we can do with people. And then a few years after that, we're going to get the self-driving cars. We'll be able to call up people that have self-driving cars and tell them that their cars have been going out at night without them, out on the town. The future's pretty exciting for prank calls.
Hey, Roy, Corbin guy, giving you a call. It's Mother's Day, and happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to you here on June 19th.
Anyhow, that was creepy and fucked up. I shouldn't have said that. Anyhow, awesome show today.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Back in Mother's Day.
Damn good. That's all I really want to do is call and compliment you.
Aw.
All right.
Thanks, Corbin guy.
Not because you played my voicemail. Yeah, I'm making it longer.
Oh, thanks.
It could be short if you edit it down.
I could do that.
I know you listen to all my calls.
I really don't. All right, thanks, Corbin, for calling in. If you guys haven't noticed, I'm going back to the end of my voicemail list and trying to get some of these old ones. For a while, I was doing only voicemails at the beginning because they're so out of control. There's so many, I never get to them all.
Hey, Brad. So I have a question. When you're recording a show,
and you spend, you know, whatever, most of your time listening to ringing phones and getting voicemails, people's yep. voicemails.
Yep.
Or rather, listening to their voicemail message, right? What do you do? Like, I would imagine that if
I'm stroking it. That's what I'm doing.
Or doing a live show, you're in the chat room, but when it's a pre-recorded show, what do you do? Because you can't do anything that involves listening. You edit?
Nope.
What are you up to?
What are you asking?
Right, bye.
What do you mean, what do? I have one hand on the laptop mouse, one hand on the mixer knob, so I can turn down the volume when you guys get too loud or too soft or whatever. What do you mean, what do? I have no idea what you're talking about. Oh, and if you're talking about live shows, I usually don't even play the voicemails on live shows. When you hear a live show, I just drop the voicemails in later, after the live show, when I'm not on the air. Because it's such a pain in the ass, because there's so many voicemails that are just, you know, they're hang-ups, or it's someone saying, cactus, cactus, or it's somebody reading my home address to me because they're so clever and they got my home address. So I rarely do those live on the air anymore, just because it's more boring live on the air than it is on the podcast. But I think I have no idea what you're asking, so that probably doesn't answer your question.
Hi, Brad, it's me, Opera Man, again. I'm just calling to tell you that I love, 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 love the show, and keep up the good work. Bye, Brad.
Thanks, Opera Man.
Hey, Brad, it's your favorite boy from 609. I'm calling you from inside a chicken coop. It's kind of like Rafi's Frogs, but you get to hear cool chickens in the background. I haven't heard Technical Writer in a long time. Could you play that in the background? Because, like, I love that song. I just want to be a technical writer. Every time I hear it, it's inspiring. I love it. Stop PLA. Stop.
Technical Writer is so 2011. Who wants to hear that crap anymore? I'm moving toward the future with my chiptunes instead, you know?
Hey, Brad. How you doing?
Great.
Just wanted to make a suggestion that maybe you could do a show where you call internationally. You know, like maybe a one-off thing once every couple of months. You know, that could be kind of cool.
Maybe.
I'd be happy to send in numbers and all that kind of thing. Yeah, I know you said you don't really want to do that, or you don't want to, you can't. I think you're just being fucking lazy, so hurry the fuck up and do it.
It's true.
Bye.
I am being lazy. I don't even know if I have international calling on my current IP phone plan thing. I know I've tried to call international before, and it doesn't work no matter how I dial the number, so I don't think I have it, but I don't really care enough to look into it. Because really, who wants to call those dumb international people? But yeah, I should look into that, probably, and just do one every once in a while.
Hi, Brad. It's Sana here again. I do indeed like to put bow ties around my cap. It's like you know me so well. Do you like hobo caps with bow ties? I bet you dream about them every night. Or maybe cactus caps. Maybe you should do a show on cactus caps.
Of course.
Anyway, Brad, speak to you later.
Why wouldn't I? Cactus cats, all right. Write that down on my list of ideas, because that makes sense.
Hey, RB, it's Jim from Illinois.
Hi, Jim.
I've been a fan since 2003, loving the new show. I was calling to find out what's the origins of cactus.
Oh, God.
You guys say it all the time.
Again.
I have no idea where it came from. I checked your page, but thank you. Bye-bye.
You've been a fan since 2003, and you don't know where cactus came from? What kind of fan are you? Jeez. You're just going to have to buy the Phone Losers of America book. That's what you have to do. And there's a chapter in there somewhere, a history chapter. I don't know. It tells you where cactus came from. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's a funny word. I don't know. It was created by a guy named Amigados back in the very early 90s. And I don't know, D&D is involved somehow. I don't even remember the origin. But he started it. He started calling up people and just saying nothing but the word cactus to them, which really confused them. And I stole it, just like I steal everything, and claimed it as my own. In the show notes, I will try to provide a link in the show notes to... There's a page somewhere on phonelosers.org that explains the origin of the word cactus. And I will do my best to find that and put it in the show notes for today's show. So go look on phonelosers.com, and hopefully I'll have that in the show notes for you. It's a really boring story, though, and you'll probably not be impressed at all with the origin of cactus.
Hello, Brad Carter. This is Yap. It is good to hear you play my message on the last show. I look forward to hearing another, along with more funny show. I should have said that you were best host in Prank Call Nation, not PLA. For your show is superior to all others.
Aww.
Thank you.
Thanks, Yacht, or Yak, or whatever your name is. Glad you're enjoying it.
I wanna be a technical writer of clear and simple prose. I wanna write directions and manuals and create nothing of my own. I wanna be a technical.
The rest of today's show is not gonna be any original material at all. I mean, no new material. Well, it's sort of new. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Let me try to explain. Last night, I was on Llama's show. Also, yesterday, I was on Carlito's show yesterday morning. So if anyone wants to listen to that, it's the June 18th, 2015 show of Madhouse Live, which you can hear on prankcallnation.com. But then in the evening, late at night, I was also on Llama's new show. Also on June 18th, if anyone wants to look that up, I will put links in the show notes, but they'll probably die soon because they'll disappear from the Mixler. But I want to play a clip of something we did last night because it's kind of weird what happened. We were calling up just random places, and we were calling up Waffle Houses and having them flip their breakers. You know, they have an entire restaurant full of people, and then all of a sudden the lights just all go out, which is just hilarious, and you get to hear them react. Let me play a clip of that for you right now, just so you can hear what you're doing.
All you have to do is switch it off for 14 seconds, sir, and then we'll leave you alone. We'll be good to go, and I can call the other 19 stores that we have to call tonight.
Yes, sir. All right. Give me a second.
Thank you, sir.
The lights may flicker, but they'll come right back on. It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine. Everything's fine. Don't worry. It's fine. This is exciting.
Oh, nice! Nice!
Yes.
There we go. Oh, you did. Yeah, I did.
Hello, sir. I'm showing that you did not switch the switch off properly, and you didn't leave it off for 14 seconds. Is that
okay? They got the two boxes got two big main switches.
Yes, sir.
Do I cut both of them?
Yes, absolutely. But you didn't. You only flipped one off, sir. You only flipped one off, and that's the problem. You have to do both for approximately 30 seconds.
Okay, we have customer and it gets told in the doctor.
That's fine. You know what's going to happen? We're going to compensate their meals tonight. That's what's going to happen. Okay. But it's very important. Okay. If we don't get this done, we're not going to be able to process anything.
Okay.
Count to 30 while the power is off. It's fine.
All right.
Folks, y'all bear with my mother. Put y'all back in the dump. Yes.
Nice.
So that happened. That actually happened twice. I edited one of the times out. So he went back there and he shut off the lights. He came back. We talked to him again. He went back and shut off the lights again. And that was actually the cook from the kitchen. I forget exactly how that happened, but we ended up on the phone with the cook and made him do all this stuff. While hash browns were burning, by the way. I don't know if that's going to be in this next clip or not, or if I cut that out. But at this point, we've made him turn off the lights, and we just want to let him know that it's a prank. So we decide that I will tell him that it's a prank, and here's what I do.
Was that long enough?
Did the power go off? Did the lights go off for 30 seconds?
I'm sure.
Yes, sir.
No. It was only 22 seconds, but I'm showing it's good on my end. I'm sorry to interrupt you, sir.
Yeah, Thomas, can you announce to the restaurant, be like, attention patrons of the restaurant, we've just been pranked by prank callers, and they convinced us to shut off the power, and they're not really with the corporate office, but they got us to shut off the power, and just because it would be funny, just like yell that out to the restaurant.
Okay.
So, you know, I said that, and of course we don't expect him to really do that. We expect him to be like, oh man, you really got me, you motherfuckers, and start cursing at us and stuff, because we just let him know that it's a prank. But no, instead, this happens.
Just, like, yell that out to the restaurant.
Okay.
You do that real quick, please.
Excuse me, pay call. We did this prank by prank calls, and not from the phone, but I'll be having to cut off the lights a minute.
So, okay.
You forgot, I wasn't done yet. You say, attention patrons, I'm a big dummy. I shut off the power and I wasn't supposed to. I'm so stupid.
Okay, so anything else, sir?
Yeah, say that, please, real quick. Just real quick. It'll just take a second.
Attention patrons, I'm a big dummy. I cut off all the power and everything else.
I don't think they heard that. Can you say it louder so everyone hears it?
I'm burning food while I'm talking to you on the phone.
It's fine. It's fine. We'll pay for it. Yeah, just yell real loud so they all know you're dumb.
So that's crazy, right? I mean, why would he do that? He did it twice. I mean, the second time, nobody could hear him, probably, unless they were standing right there. But what the hell, cook at Waffle House? Why would you yell out to the restaurant that you've just been pranked? Just because a prankster tells you to. So that was kind of interesting that that would actually happen, so that's why I wanted to play that. So there you go, everyone. And I highly suggest you listen to the rest of that show, because there is a lot more to that prank call right there, the one that contains that. Because before we talked to that guy, we talked to a customer who, I think Llama did a survey with her. And then after that guy, after we told them it was a prank call, we got another customer on the line, and another survey happened. It was just a weird, never-ending call. So if you want to hear that, go to prankcallnation.com and look for the June 18th, 2015 episode of Llama's show. It's not going to be up there today, but it'll be up there in the future. For now, you should just go to the show notes, and I'll put a link to the show that's on Mixlr.com. But yeah, that was pretty weird. The other pre-recorded thing I'm going to play is one of my FedEx calls from just 3 months ago. I know that's not a very long time to be replaying something, but I'm going to do it anyway, because after the update that we got from the guy that sent us the FedEx numbers, I was looking all over because I wanted to play it on the last show, or play one of the pranks on the last show of the FedEx calls, but I couldn't find them anywhere. I finally found them. I just hadn't extracted them out of the show yet. So I did that, and I turned them all into videos. I think I made about 12 different videos of FedEx calls, and I've been putting up a FedEx call every single day on the YouTube, on the main YouTube channel, youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica. And so far I put 3 of them up, and this one here, this one is my favorite out of the 3 so far. So here is a call to a FedEx customer who I profess my love to.
Hello, this is Mike.
Hello, Michael.
Yes.
Hello, it's Bob from FedEx. We have a package here for you.
Okay.
Do you know when you'll be able to come by and pick it up?
Is it the one in...
Yeah, that's the one. And
okay, I'm going to pick it up on the tonight on the way home.
Oh, well, I think it might be too late, because this package is it's a cooler, you know, like a cooler with ice in it. And it says surgical implant on it, and it needs to be kept on ice.
No, I think... Why? I don't think he... Are you calling the right guy?
Yeah, Michael.
Okay, and someone sent me something like what? The cooler?
Yeah, I opened it and looked inside, and it's a human heart.
No, something wrong.
No, it's a...
I'm a computer technician. I don't do those things, so it might be something wrong already.
If you're a computer technician, what are you ordering a human heart for?
Why, I don't think it's correct. Who sent me those things?
It's from the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico. But it has your name on it, so you have to pick it up. You don't want...
No, I cannot pick it up. Then it's not for me. I don't believe that's for me.
You don't want this heart to go bad, do you?
How come my name's on it?
Because it's to you. You need to come pick it up, or this is your responsibility for this human heart.
No, it's not. So better check it out. You see, call the sender or something. I don't believe that is for me.
Listen, you
and
stupid
you have my name
douche
and phone
canoe.
Number. That is really something.
Yeah,
someone
but
needed right
if,
away,
if so. You don't pick this up and figure out who it belongs to, someone could die because this is a heart.
Oh, I understand, but I don't believe this is for me.
Well, if it's not, you need to figure out who it belongs to.
No. It says for the...
Yeah, whatever you just said. Yeah, you have to come and pick this up, because otherwise someone might die. Don't you care about someone else's life? Are you that selfish?
No, it's not for me.
Don't be selfish.
I don't understand why. Huh?
Well, it's not for me.
I know, but you are the... You are what? You... Are you the manager there?
Yeah. Don't tell me how to do my job.
No. I know the manager there. but you are not the manager. I know.
I am to the manager. Don't call me a liar.
No. I know, but right now you better check it out. If it is the medical thing, you better check it out.
It's a human.
I never order anything like
this. It's a human heart.
If it is not
and
for
an arm.
Me, I believe it's not for me.
I'm not saying it. Maybe it's a mistake, but you have to fix it. Otherwise, someone might die.
No, I can't, because if it's not for me, why I have to pick it up?
Because someone might die if you don't. Okay, look, I have a confession
to
make.
No, I know, but why I right
listen,
now?
Listen, Michael, shut the fuck up.
Yes.
Michael, okay, look, here's the truth. It's actually my heart, and I love you.
Why you call me like this? Who is this?
Oh, look, it's my roundabout way of saying I love you, and it's my heart in the box. It's a metaphor.
I don't understand you. Who are you? Why you call me like this?
My name's Bob. I work at the FedEx, and I just want to tell you that I love you, and my heart's in a box for you.
I don't understand. Is it a joke, or who are you?
No, it's not a joke. I really do love you.
If it's not a joke, what the fuck are you talking about?
I'm telling you that I love you. I'm professing my love, goddammit.
Who cares?
Who cares? You should care.
You don't know me, and what the fuck? You have my phone number, and you call me, tell me something like joking like this? It's stupid, crazy.
It's not a joke. It's romantic, you douche canoe. You're supposed to say I love you, too. Oh, he hung up. I didn't even hear him hang up. I'm gonna call him, break up with him now. Michael, I'm breaking up with you.
I hang up, but don't call me again. I don't know who are you, and I don't know why you have a lot of time to make a joke like this. Stupid.
It's not a joke. I love how angry that guy gets. That's why I love him. That's why I was professing my love. And there's one more thing I want to play for you people, and that would be Death Fox's prank call where he got a guy to rip the head off of some collectible doll thing. And I'm not going to play the entire thing, I'm just going to play part of it, where he got the guy to rip the head off of this collectible doll thing, and he got kind of upset. But I will put a link in the show notes to the entire call, which is on Death Fox's YouTube channel. And the reason I'm doing this is because a lot of people were asking about it. I mentioned this on the last show. I've had at least 4 people now ask me where to find it, so here's a clip.
If you shake it, does it have anything inside of it?
There's something in it. I can't really tell.
Does the head open? Because usually the head opens and you can put stuff in it.
I don't think so. Hold on.
Okay.
I don't think so, no. I don't want to mess with it.
Well, it won't break it. Just like twist its head a little bit and it should pop off.
I just broke it. Thanks a lot, asshole.
Thank you. No problem.
No way, dude.
You broke my doll, dude.
Hey, I'm calling about the Ojibwa doll.
Yeah, whoever that was on the phone assured me the head would come off. It's broken now.
No. I think that was my buddy. He's the collector. He told me that he got you down on the price. He wanted me to call back and see how much you would charge for it.
Well, it's a plastic head, and it cracked at the neck because he told me that he said it will come off.
Yeah, can't you put stuff in it, like rocks and sticks?
No, not at all.
Would you take less for it now since you broke it like a fucktard?
No.
I'll give you $5 for it now.
Well, fuck my dick, asshole.
There were several minutes more on that video, both before and after the part that I played. So if you want to hear the entire prank, you can find it on youtube.com/prankwiki, or you can just go to phonelosers.org and look in the show notes, and I'll have a link directly to the video. Good old Death Fox. Whatever happened to that guy? That's the end of today's show. Thanks for listening, everyone, and thank you to Jeremy Albright for sponsoring today's show. Remember, today is Friday, so on Prank Call Nation, you should be listening to The Art of Phone Larking with Jiad, or Jiad as people used to call him before I messed that all up. Tomorrow night, on Saturday, on Prank Call Nation, is Mop Riding with Dwight. And, of course, Sunday nights is Carlito's Show, the Madhouse Live Show, where it all started. So be sure to tune in to Prank Call Nation every single evening. Besides those scheduled shows, there are just tons of shows throughout the day randomly, sometimes by me, but usually by other people, like Mistress Morgan, and Llama's been doing shows now, and there's always a show. So come to prankcallnation.com join the chat room, and you'll see when shows happen in there, because people are constantly talking about them as they happen, and there's an announcement script, so you can see when the shows start. Good times at prankcallnation.com.
Circle K, Pam speaking.
Hello, ma'am. It's Roy Gerbell.
Yes?
I'm calling you from the corporate cell.
Okay.
There's a problem you need to know. Your system's down and the network's slow.
Oh, great.
Every time you make a sale, the board lights up and the hard drive fails. But don't worry, we can make it stop. Head to the back and find the breaker box. Okay, now just you listen. You need to flip all the switches.
All of them?
We're resetting the system.
I'm scared to do this.
Flip all the switches. We'll fix this now. We need your help. This is a part of working in retail.
Okay, miss.
Don't you worry, we're almost through. Open the door, label panel 2. Okay, now just you listen.
We gotta do this now.
You need to flip all the switches.
All of these in front of me?
We're resetting the system.
Well, what system are you trying to reset?
Flip all the switches. I know you hear alarms going on.
Am I supposed to be doing this?
And you think you need to call your boss. Customers keep coming in. Keep your focus and please ignore them. This is the worst problem I've ever seen.
Oh, great.
Now it's affecting all of the machines. We've got one last chance to gain control.
Hold on, then.
Find the door labeled 900 volts. Okay, now just you listen.
I signed your paycheck.
You need to flip all the switches. We're resetting the system.
It's gonna shut the whole store down.
Flip all the switches. It's okay, ma'am. The lights went out.
Oops, there went the light.
The circuit's waiting for another route.
I can't see anything.
Keep flipping all the breakers down the road.
4, 5.
Oh shit,
that's it.
You're on a cordless swap.
Hello? Now do I turn them back on?
Yes, ma'am, you turn them back on.
Hold on, then.
Every time you turn one on, you have to tell me you turn it on. You have to say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, it looks like everything's back on.
I'm checking the board now, and as a matter of fact, some of the lights are now turned from red to green, so it's actually working.
And I'm green on that side?
It looks like, yes, ma'am, it's a very successful job. You've done a very good job. Have yourself a cup of coffee on the house.
I've worked here for over a year, and I've never had anybody call me in the middle of the night and have me do that.
It happens from time to time, ma'am. It rarely happens, but it does happen.
Okay. So all of my computers and everything will all come back up and everything?
It might take about 2 or 3 hours, but they will come back up.
Okay, then. So it's okay for us to hang up then?
Yeah.